Good afternoon. Thank you for coming. And I'm going to spend a few minutes in telling you about RISE, which is the Ross Initiative in Sports for Equality. As I've told you before, that after the incident we had in Miami here, and knowing how we've kind of been branded with that as part of our team, I looked at it and saying, well, how, you know, I looked at it and I saw it was really kind of product of racism, having come from Detroit, and I've always been troubled by it. And I said, you know, how do you take something and really do some good with it? And started working on something over the last year and a half, 2 years, and how you can do something very positive and have an impact. Since people will always be talking about it, and though I don't like the incident here, they'll always think of the Miami Dolphins. And I looked at it this way, is that, you know, if there's any one place in society where there's equality, it's in sports. And it's not like our team has a problem. It's not like any other team has a problem in sports. You know, it's our nation has a problem. And the question is, how can we use sports, which is really the common denominator in our country, how can we use that to create change? Because no one has ever really used sports to create change. And so the idea came and it kind of grew as I talked to people. It's really by involving everybody, because no league and no team has that problem in sports. And by bringing them together, and today, as you know, sports is a lot more social conscious. There are awareness and things that they can do and see the impact of sports. And so how do you use that? And so I brought together all the leagues in every single sport. On our board of directors, we have the commissioner of the NFL, the NBA, the MLB, National Hockey League, soccer. We have tennis, the NCAA, and all their sports. Volleyball we have to go down. Tennis, I mean, you name it. The heads of it are all on our boards. And I also then spoke to the networks. And I have as on our board, because they're really completely, you know, see the opportunities here and how they can have an impact. So I have on our board as well, the heads of all the sports areas of all five of the networks. So we have ESPN with John Skipper, CBS, Sean McManus, Mark Lazarus, NBC, and goes on down the line. So, I mean, people really realize this, and as I talk to people, people really want to join us and see what the opportunities are and how we can have an impact on our country and youth. So it's really about, I look at it this way, all athletes are really role models. It doesn't matter how old you are. If you're in the playing organized ball, your classmates are going to look up to you because you're a good athlete. So we really want to impact the young kids when they first start playing with education. And then with the public awareness, with all the PSAs that we're going to doing, and then the education program that we're putting together across the country, we think that sports can really have an impact and create some change and do some really benefits for our country. And that's the whole that's what RISE is all about, and it's all-encompassing, and it's really kind of thrilling to seeing how it's coming together. So if there's any questions, I'm happy to take a few questions.
Steve, what's
I mean, I haven't heard a negative. I mean, everything I've heard is very positive. I think people believe it. They start thinking about it, and you start, you know, thinking about the impact and the power of sports, which has never, ever been done before. So I haven't heard a negative from anybody at this point in time.
Steve, what are the practical things you guys are going to do? Is there anything, like you mentioned TV, are they going to be involved?
Well, what I really want to see doing ultimately is any time there's a live game of any type, of any sport, there's going to be a PSA that deals with this issue as part of RISE. Also, but our education program and taking it across the country. I know we first started out in Michigan, where I have a lot of contacts throughout the state. The governor last Saturday proclaimed RISE to Win Day on Saturday of the unfortunate Michigan loss. But we'll deal with that at this point in time. And we're working with the Police Athletic League and creating programs in the state. So we are really now working on various programs that we can then roll out across the states. Also, we're doing some things here in Florida. I know Governor Scott has been very helpful to us, and we'll be doing a lot more down in Florida here. But this is something that I see in every single state, much like you saw what the USAA football has done with the concussion issues and rolling that around. So that's kind of a good format of how I can see it happening and being involved throughout the country.
So, Ross, you mentioned about athletes being role models, and then you have the Charles Barkley mentality that I'm not role models. How do you see addressing
that? Well, I think Charles has really even come back, and he admits that, you know, he is a role model and athletes are role models. And I don't think you'll find, you know, an athlete around who doesn't really feel himself as a role model. And the athletes that we've, you know, signed up, you'll see the PSAs. You'll see the one today that we have for the Dolphins. We'll be showing it on the Jumbotrons this afternoon. And then we didn't get the clearance for I don't know what reasons, or it wasn't compatible to be shown on the local channels or people watching the game. But that'll be next week. And it's just a question of time, I think, till we're on every single game and every single state in this country, you know, with during a game.
One more for Mr. Ross, we're going to break up in Didi.
When you look at a few years down the road, what will you need to see to say that this was successful?
Well, you know, I mean, this is an issue that has happened. It's been going on for God knows how many hundreds of years. We're not going to, you know, solve the issue. It's not going to go away overnight. But it will have an impact. And I think we, especially with youth, and that's how you're going to have an impact in this country over a long period of time. You know, you can't undo a lot of things that should have been undone a long time ago, you know, with just this initiative. But I think people talking about it, understanding it, and, you know, thinking about it, and as a youth today, you know, I think that they're our future, and I think, therefore, we can have some great strides. So you can't really put that kind of metrics on it and say, hey, this problem's solved. We're not, you know, no one's that naive to believe that. But let's do something that can have an impact and really solve a lot of the problems that our country has. You know, it's always an issue, and let's start eliminating it.
Thank you, Mr. Ross.
Hi, everyone. I'm Ndidi, and I'm the executive director of RISE. So as Mr. Ross said, our mission is fairly simple. It's uniting all of sports to create social change, and very specifically the social change is moving the needle in race relations. As Mr. Ross said, we have a three-pronged approach on how we plan to do this. The first is a whole public awareness campaign where we have PSAs that will show on jumbo boards. They will show on TV. They start with Fox and CBS next weekend. They are currently being shown on the Big Ten Network right now. We have, and in terms of our PSA, we have one overall NFL PSA right now that is already out. We have a Dolphin PSA that will debut today. We're really excited about that. We got some great players that are taking our pledge. We're all over social media. We're online. We have athletes that are tweeting for us. We're very active right now on social media. We plan to continue with more sports. We have some of our bigger names that are on board are LeBron James and Steph Curry, Draymond Green. So we are working closely with the NBA on getting a PSA and getting synergy working with them with youth and some of their current events, as well as the NHL, Major League Baseball, Major League Soccer, NCAA. So we're really excited about that. Our second prong is strategic alliances. And again, we're working closely with all of the major sports, and mostly on their youth initiatives. And then our third prong, and quite frankly, the most important, is education. We feel that the change will come from our youth, and we are right now developing curriculum for high school-aged kids, for kids that are a little bit younger. We plan to be working with the Pop Warners, the Little Leagues, the AAUs, and really, really go after youth and educate them. And at the end of the day, what we're really hoping is for a change in behavior, in a better world with more understanding and respect.
Could you say and spell your name for us, please?
Yep, Ndidi. It's Ndidi. My last name is Massey, Massay. Any questions?
Yes, please. I just want to know, it's a fantastic idea and program. I'm from the media, print how do you get us to carry the message? You say this? Mm-hmm. Because we need to know what kind of funds are you planning to spend with the media and to go to talk to the people and to carry the message? Because right now, if you talk about the organizations, mm-hmm. due respect to Mr. Ross and everybody here, these professional organizations do not spend any money with such media houses. So how do you carry the message? What do we carry the message for you? What do we help you?
You know, I mean, right now, I'm funding the initiative myself. And then I think we're seeing a lot of corporations wanting to get interested. I think to get it off the ground and showing that this will have an impact will attract a lot of money to allow us to really go out and do a lot of the things we're talking about. Because it won't, like you know, it won't happen for free. But at this point, it's really establishing it and then finding the partners who want to join us and having the education, I think, is probably the most important thing. I think the media today, the more you talk, you can write about it and make people aware, I think that's all very positive. I think when you see the athletes, and I mean all the great athletes really believe in this, as you look and see the PSAs who've taken the pledge and talking about people taking the pledge and joining us, I think is very important. And we get that message out, and we have this country all talking about taking the pledge with all the other athletes. It'll get people thinking, and that's the most important thing, you know. And people, and you know, it's so natural. It should have an impact, and with people understanding. And I think that's what it's all about. So, with all your help, you know, I think that's important, getting that message out.
Definitely. Right now, we have two calls to action, and as Mr. Ross said, one is to take the pledge. You can get on our website, which is Rise to Win. It's RISETOWIN.org. And take our pledge. We have, again, some of the PSAs up there so people can see what athletes have already taken our pledge. We also have an activation, and I hope you guys will join us out in the Fan Plaza, and it's called It Takes All Colors. And the story here is that we, as a people, unite around our team colors. So it's actually kind of a cool activation and application. You take a picture with and again, here it's very specifically dolphins, where you have a dolphin background, and the application turns the picture black and white, except for the dolphin colors. So the aqua and the orange pop, but everyone else is black and white. And again, the whole idea is it's about aqua and orange. It's not about our skin color. So hopefully you guys will follow us out there, and sure. You guys can take a look and see what we're doing. We also did this activation at Michigan. We unveiled it. The Michigan State game last weekend, but we hope to take this activation, you know, continue to move on and take it elsewhere across the country.
Well,
any other questions?
Mm-hmm.
We hope other teams will jump on. Absolutely. That's our goal. Yes?
I know it's not easy, but is there some way you can start here and measure success? Because unless you have some way of measuring success,
Right. Well, right now we have two basically pilot areas that we're starting with, and one is here in Miami and with the Dolphins and in the state of Florida, and the second one is in Michigan, where we're working with the governors, we're working with teams, we're working with high school high schools, we're working with we're going to definitely work with the Dolphins on their youth initiatives. I know the Dolphins already go into schools and work with kids, so we'll pull Rise into that programming as well. And, you know, we've had extensive meetings in Michigan with the Michigan High School Athletic Association, and our goal is to get in every single high school in the state of Michigan and every single high school in the state of Florida, do it well, and then grow across the country.
I'd just like to acknowledge Nat Moore and Dan Marino, who are here right now, that have been very active in working with this. So. So, I mean, I think you'll see in these PSAs, you know, the people that are coming out and supportive, and it's kind of a natural type feeling. At least I've seen it that way so far. So I'm very optimistic that we can have some impact.